Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel in the Art Scholars of Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Tes, starting in Amud Aleph on the top. The Gemara continues to speak about the difference between Sefer Torah and Tefillah Mezuzos. So our Mishnah mentioned one thing, and the Gemara is bringing really a question. I found another difference. What's the difference? Toilim b'sfarim ein toilim le b'tefillin v'lo b'mezuzos, which means if one, by mistake, forgot to write a word in the Sefer Torah, so he can be toilet. Toilet means he's going to hang it. He's going to write it above the line, and because it belongs to the line, it's fine to write it above the line. But tefillah mezuzah, you don't do that. So why does the Mishnah mention this as a difference? So says the Gemara, the answer is like this. If you wrote a Sefer Torah with very small ksav, like tefillah mezuzah, so ain't toilet bam, then you don't toilet because it's going to be too crowded. Tefillah mezuzah shekosev kesfarim. If you wrote tefillah mezuzah very big, very large ksav, toilim bam. In other words, it's nothing to do with sfarim and tefillah mezuzah. It has to do with the size of the ksav. Rabbi Zohir b'shem Rav Eimi haya kosev eileim. If a person wrote and the words eileim, he wanted to write el ha'am, but by mistake the letter hey, instead of being close to the word the ayin, it's close to the lamet. So instead of having the words el ha'am, he has eileim. And the Gemara says, "Im," mean the letter Ayin Mem, it's standing on its own. Meaning, if the in general the parsha is written in a way that the spaces are not so clear, so someone who reads the Sefer Torah, he knows that right now the spaces are not so clear. He needs to know and pay attention to realize that you can't rely on the spaces of that Sefer Torah, so that's okay. But if everything else is written correctly, and this is the only two words where the space is wrong, so then it's possible. Meaning the following halachas, they're negia to Sefer Torah and Tefillah Mezuzos alike. And here are the halachas that we're talking about. If you have a hole in the bottom leg of the letter hey, im gordo, if you could go and erase a little bit the bottom leg, you still have enough of a leg, kosher. If you're not possible, what's the reason over here? Because the letters of the Torah, Tefillah Mezuzos, they have to have a gvil, they have to have an empty parchment around them. So if you have the letter A going into a hole, if you can erase a little bit and still have a good A, so it's fine, even though you did not erase it, the fact that you could erase it is good enough. But if not, it's possible because it doesn't have a parchment around it. Similarly, he has the letter Gimel reaches the bottom of the parchment. In Gordo, if you want to erase it, if you can erase it, it will still have a little bit of the leg of the Gimel there. Kosher, because you have to have parchment around the letter. So he says in the name of Ashayin Bar Nidvo, if one has a hole in the middle of the letter base, so if you have parchment around it, it's kosher, not puzzle. Meaning he's not relying on the fact that you could erase it. It needs to have an actual parchment around it. Rav that spoke about the letter A and Rav Chizdo that spoke about the letter Gimel. They agree to each other that you don't actually have parchment over there, just have to have the ability to erase it and have the parchment around the letter. And that is good enough. But they're arguing Ashon, because Ashon holds they actually have to have surrounding gvil around it. That's why in the letter base, if you have a hole in between, you actually have to have gvil around it. The friends in the Bishwender said, he could hold like a Biyachron. We have two brises. One brise says if the letters are touching each other, so it's kosher. And there's a brise that says that's possible. So how do we explain it? So the one who says kosher means that they're connected in the bottom of the letters. Meaning the letters were written okay. And in the bottom, after you finish writing the letters, that's when they touch each other. And in other words, they happen only after the letter is written. So then you say that once you can erase it, it's okay. But the one who says pasul is if it's up in the top of the letter. So before the letter is written, it's already touching. So then it's pasul, you don't see you can erase it. Kegoin artseinu v'tifarteinu. So we're talking about that the Vav and the Nun touch each other. So if the Vav and the Nun touch each other in the bottom, it's okay. If they touch in the top, it's not okay. Now explains Reb Chaim, here Ashayin is talking about putting a hole in the middle of the base. Now the middle of the base depends if the base was written before the hole or the hole came before the base. But the problem is that nobody knows. So if someone opens the Sefer Torah and sees a base with a hole inside, he would think that maybe the base was written around the hole, and you may know the base was never had parchment around it. So therefore, by the base, it's going to be its puzzle. Mashenken, we have the end of the gimel, the bottom of the gimel, the bottom of the hay going to a hole. That seems clearly that the letter was written before he got to the hole, because the top of the letter was already written before it reached the hole or reached the bottom of the parchment. And that's why everybody's going to agree that it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Arze chotzricho, tif'ar techotzricho. What we don't know is when you have the bottom of the tzaddik in Arzecho, or the bottom of the tof in tif'ar techo, touching the chof, so if he's touching the end of chof in the middle. You wrote most of the letter before it touched, but it did not get to the bottom of the letter. Chof, so if it goes down to the bottom. So the question is, what happens if the letter is not touching the top, but it's touching in the middle? Is that a problem or not? The Gemara says with a question, does not answer, does not miyash of that. In general, a person should not daven in a high place. Matam, what is the source to that? Omer Abba b'shura popo mimamakim karasicho Hashem. You have to daven mimamakim, you have to daven from a low place. Ravanda b'shim shabim yichonon layamud adom v'ispal v'tzorech l'nekoifav. A person should not daven when he needs to go to the restroom. Matam, he kindly cross l'kecho Yisrael. You have to be ready when you're davening in front of Hashem. Omer Simon is kaven l'kross l'kecho Yisrael. I mean, prepare yourself before you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the one that you give along with base. Omer Alexandri, Shmoy raglecho kasher telech el base elokim. You keep your legs when you go to base elokim. Shmoy atzocho min atipim ayoytzi min raglecho. Be careful from the urine coming out of your body. That you should not have to do that during davening. Hadode atoma bedakim. That's only we talk about dakim. Talk about urine. Aval begasi, referring to gdoilim. Im yochol lizboil. So then a person can hold himself. He can daven. Rabbi Yaakov bar Avaya b'shavacho shmoy raglecho k'shatelech el beis ha'elokim. He dash in the pasuk shmoy atzmecho k'shaten nikro el beis ha'elokim. Which means when a person is going to die, so he's being called back to Shemaim, make sure to be clean. Shaten tar v'noki. You should be pure and clean. Omar Abar will bring the similar drasha. Yeh mikorcha baruch. Yeh mikro echo la kever baruch. When you go to the kever, you should be with a bracha. Omar Abarach yo eis ta ledet v'es ta mus. Pasuk speaks about the time to give birth and time to die. Ashrei adam sheshash misosoi kishas ledosoi. The time of death by him is like the time of birth. Mashas ledosoi noki, when he's born, he's all clean. Abishas misosoi yenoki, he should be completely clean. Continuing the Gemara speaking about the writing of the Sefer Torah, Rabbo Bishra of Yudo, haya osoi kechatzi chalito. Chatzi chalito, the Gemara is going to explain, means like a migdol, means going in a triangle shape, and we'll say that it's kosher. So the Gemara explains what it is. Shura el yoino, shesh lemate imeno shtayim. The top line that has below it a line with two words. Tzorich sheyeh bo shalosh tevers. For it to be this shape, so the top line has to have three words. Haim tzorich shtayim, the second line will be two words as we said. Hatachtoin afilo ala haaretz, even one word. The word ala haaretz and the end of Vayim Shemaya is considered to be one word because ala haaretz is connected with a makof. So it's three words, two words, and one word. And this is the shape, which is okay. That shape is kosher. What is that? Shur el yoyne sheshlemate meno shtayim. Mean the bottom line will have two words. So the top line will have three words. So shesh lamato means the bottom line is shtayim. Shalosh tevir is the first line. Hatachtoino shtayim. So the bottom line is two words. Fam tzoy send you the middle one. I don't know how many words to put there. Rav Yirmiyahu Amar lo, Rav Zoya b'shem Avchizdo, Rav Yirino, Rav Yosef Tavayin Amrin, Rav Zoya b'shem Ashon bar Nedovo, Chaverai Amrin, it's all a quote the Chavarim say, Rav Zoya b'shem Rav Chananel, Im oiso ad yo yoytze ben enekovi im posul. If there's holes in the Sefer Torah, that when you write with the ink goes into the holes and comes out of the parchment, then it's possible. Kitzadu says, how does he correct it? He licks it with his tongue, the ink, and he puts it into the hole, and that closes the hole. So the person who was right, we mentioned beginning of the daf, someone who forgot a word, what should he do with it? Now, a person forgot to write the name of Hashem. So what should he do? How do you fix that? So there's a tani, is a brace that says the same we saw in the beginning of the daf, that you can write the missing word on top of the line. So also with the name of Hashem, you put it, you hang it on top of the line. is tani tani. There's another braisa that says moichek esachoyl v'koysev esashem v'toyle esachoyl. Meaning he erases a word from the line, and there he's going to write the name of Hashem, and the word that he erased, that is going to be toyle. That's that he's going to hang above the line. Rav Zoiro, Rav Chanan, B'shem Rav, Halacha k'mishoyim moichek esachoyl v'koysev esashem v'toyle esachoyl. Halacha is that he erases the word and he writes the Shem there, and he hangs another word. It's not covered for Shem Hashem to be hanged up, to be in between the lines. Says the Gemara, Rav Zoiro, Rav Chanan, B'shem Rav, v'im hoyo kegoin ani Hashem l'keichem mutar. If it's not only the name of Hashem, but there are three words missing. Ani Hashem l'keichem, that you could hang. Lama, why there you could hang it? Is it because it's three words? Meaning it's not mechub, but they have only the name of Hashem being hanged in between the lines. But if it's three words, it looks like it's a separate line, then it's okay. Oh, and maybe the reason is because it's not only the name of Hashem. You have there also words which are not the name of Hashem. Ani, Hashem, Elokeichem. Ani is not the name of Hashem. So you're hanging not only the name of Hashem, that is okay. So the more what will be the nafkamin between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, Kel Elokim Hashem. If you have these three words to write, and these are three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there will be nafkamin between the two pshatim. Inter b'nei Hashem Sholosh Tivyos. If you say the three words you could write, you could hang, Harim Sholosh Tivyos. You have three words. But Inter b'nei Sheyesh B'chol, if the reason is because there's a word which is not Shem Hashem, Harim B'chol, here all three words are the name of Hashem. Says the Gemara, the word La Hashem Tzricho, and the word Ba Hashem Tzricho. I mean, if you say that adding a word l'choil, that allows you to hang, meaning to put the name of Hashem in between the lines, what happens if you're not adding a word, you're just adding a letter? La Hashem or Ba Hashem. Can I hang that word in between the lines? So the Gemara of Shasho, B'rid of Hanan, Omar, Tzich, L'chtoiv, Hei, L'mato, Merakuvoso, Shalamet. Meaning the word that we're going to see in a moment, you have to have the Hei smaller than the Lamed, that should look like a separate word. Which what we're talking about? The pasuk says "Hala Hashem Tikmul Ozois." The way to read it, the way to understand is "Hala Hashem Tikmul Ozois." That has a separate word. So how do I make the letter A is like a standalone word? I make it smaller than the lamed. And Reb Chaim brings the name of Sechet Soifrim. You write the hay. The hay has to be very large. But even though it's very large, it should be below the height of the lamed. So what makes it a separate word is the fact that it's very large. And the Yerushalmi is just teaching us that although the hay is very large, it should not be higher than the top of the lamed. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel.